February 11, 2013 is the second anniversary of the downfall for Mubarak, a dictator who ruled Egypt for over 30 years. To mark the anniversary, opposition forces called for organized marches and protests across Cairo as well as in several other governorates. Demonstrators in Cairo marched on the Al-Ittihadiyah Presidential Palace. They chanted anti-Mursi and anti-Muslim Brotherhood slogans, calling for the president to either yield to the will of the people or step down as Mubarak did 2 years ago.
Since Mubarak's ouster, nothing has changed, but things got even worse. The oppression is still prevalent. Prices of basic commodities are soaring, and injustice is also still there.
Clashes erupted outside the palace between security forces and protesters, and water cannons and tear gas were used to disperse the crowds. Elsewhere in Cairo, masked gunmen caused the downtown metro station to come to a halt for 30 minutes, and protesters from the 6th of April movement covered the Supreme High Court building in red paint, representing the blood of the martyrs whose demands the protesters say have not been met yet.
Where is the retribution for all those who were killed during the revolution and even after that? Nothing has changed, and we won't back down until justice for those who sacrificed their lives is achieved.
Protesters and opposition forces are calling upon President Morsi to address the continuous violations perpetrated by the Ministry of Interior. They're also calling for an immediate change in the current government as well as amendments in the Constitution. Egypt has been in a turmoil for the past 2 years, and it remains unclear if the current government will finally be able to calm the Egyptians if violence and protests continue. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.